All six of the defendants face up to 10 years in prison on three marijuana counts for growing, possessing, and conspiring to distribute the more than 9,000 plants of marijuana they were caught cultivating in the forest near Clam Lake. Five of the defendants, who are all Mexican nationals, also face another 5 years in prison on weapons charges. Several rifles and handguns were found at the campsite near the marijuana grow. But one of the defendants, Norberto Burciago of St. Paul, Minnesota, was not charged for weapons possession. He's the only U.S. citizen arrested in connection with the pot-growing operation. He was released today and will return to his family in St. Paul. Federal Magistrate Stephen Crocker rejected the U.S. attorney's request to hold Burciago in jail, citing his clean criminal record and his solid record of attendance at his current two jobs. Burciago's role in the marijuana growing was to supply the others with groceries and supplies. He told the court he needs to return to work so he can pay for medications for his daughter, who recently had a liver transplant. He will be wearing a GPS ankle bracelet so federal authorities can track his movements. The trial for all six defendants begins December 5th in Judge Barbara Crabb's courtroom. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.